Blog Talk Radio.
All right. You're live on BWD Radio with me, your host, who else? Ms. V. All right. Call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. Do not do commercials. Do not. Just the hottest indie music artists of today and tomorrow. BWD is all about diversity, unity, and who else? The indie artists of today. We consider, support, and play all genres of music worldwide. All right, so be sure to support us on Facebook, BWD Radio, and on Twitter, BWD Radio _. And I believe I do have 9-10 Mob with me. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on in. Antonio, a.k.a. Young Abundance. You're alive with me?
What to do? I'm right here.
All right, that's what's up. All right, let me go ahead and bring in D-Raw. D-Raw, you with us?
Yeah.
All right, let me get D-Max on. All right, that's what's up. Let me get D-Max in here. D-Max, right. You with us?
All right, I'm in here.
That's what's up. All right, man. Outstanding. Been looking forward to this interview. We've been spinning that Touch It. I like that track. I've been spinning that for a good minute.
Appreciate it.
I'm feeling it. I'm like actually looking forward to some more music from y'all. I'm just going to jump right on in. But before I get into my, I have to get into my drilling questions. That's Miss B. But go ahead and introduce us to a 910 Mob.
Hi, this is Young Abundance, CEO of SNL Media Group, LLC, 910 Mob representative.
All right, you got D-Max, co-founder of SNL Media Group, founder of 910 Mob.
We got D-Raw. I'm the talent special coordinator, looking for new music out there. Hell and I, Chema, we out here.
All right, okay. Now, is there one more and they're just not with us, or do I have everyone?
Got two more. We got Mills and D-Ray. They had prior arrangements to do, so they couldn't make it today.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we got them out there. We got to show that love. Make sure at least we get them out there. That definitely happens. Now, I just want to make sure, because I heard most of what you said. Where are you originally from? How did you band together? How did y'all meet? And where are you now? I know you said the 910, but some people don't know what the 910 is. You know what I mean?
Stanley. All right. Well,
we from North Carolina.
Yeah. Go ahead. Hornet County. We from Hornet County, North Carolina. We span through the Cumberland County area too. That's where the 910 comes from. It's a 910 area code. But in reality, Young Abundance, that's my big bro, D Raw, that's my little cousin. So really it's a family thing. Mills, that's my cousin as well. And then we got D Ray. That's just been my man for over 12 years, and we just kind of brought this thing together. Young Abundance, he really brought the vision to life because he kind of put everything in motion. At first, we were just making tracks. They were good tracks, but he brought everything to life, started bringing more of the radio play in, more of the marketing. So that brings us to where we're at right now.
All right. Now what inspired the stage name of 910 Mob, as well as what motivated y'all to get together, especially, that's tough, especially sometimes with family that could be arguing, but what motivated y'all to get together, stage name, 910 Mob, as well as to pursue the career in music and entertainment?
All right.
What's really,
I'll take
about
the first
this?
Part of the question with the 910 Mob. Basically, that name just come from where we from. We want to pay homage from where we from. And, you know, we're just a mob of people out here trying to do what's good for us. I'll let Young Abundance touch on the second part of that question.
Then what was the second part?
What motivated? Yeah, the inspiration. What motivated y'all to move forward and pursue the career in music and entertainment industry?
Oh well, you know, music is always been a passion for us. You know what I'm saying? It's been a staple, you know what I mean, in our lives. I can definitely say I drew a lot of inspiration from my brother, D-Max, you know, because he's been making music, you know, probably a little longer than everybody else in the group. So, you know, he came with some heat one day, and I was just like, man, I'm feeling that track. Let me see what I can do with it. You know what I'm saying? So the passion of just creating is just latched on, and I was just like, man, let's do it. So that's kind of how the motivation came. It just, you know, again, just having the love, you know, for music. I think that dominates the landscape first and foremost, just enjoying music.
And just to add a little bit, this is D-Raw. And just family is inspiration. Anytime you get to do anything or spend time with your family doing something that we love to do, that's always an inspiration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And definitely has to come from the heart. All around, you have to really enjoy what you're doing it, and it sounds like y'all are really enjoying it, and that's key. So, for each of you, who were some of your musical influences while growing up, and what and or who inspires you to be the lyricist, recording artist, performers, and businessmen that you are today?
Well, as far as music, you know, I listened to a little bit of everybody, and I kind of got that from my bro, Young Abundance. This guy keeps at least over 200 tapes, you know, that would just pop in. But you know, I like a lot of Big Daddy Kane. I was listening to a lot of Biggie, a lot of Dr. Dre and Snoop. So you know, that's pretty much what I was listening to. You know, when we were growing up, you know, as things evolve, like right now, you know, I like Drake myself. I like all the angles that Drake brings to the game. You know, Rosé spit some good stuff for me as well. So that's who I'm feeling right now.
Definitely, you know, my bro, we definitely got a thorough list. I'll definitely throw in Rakim. You know, definitely love his music. Run DMC, I think, definitely was a big influence for me. But not just the hip-hop genre. I mean, I listen to everything, you know what I mean, from you know, R&B to, you know, to country to heavy metal. No matter what it is, it's all about good music, you know what I'm saying? So if it's good music, I don't care what genre it is, I mean, I'm rocking with it.
Oh, yeah. And just to harp on that a little bit, I'm the same way. I listen to a lot of genres of music, but my biggest inspirations, I would say Nas, of course, the GOAT, Illmatic. D-Max, listening to him growing up, you know, being in the studio with him, this was before I even got interested in getting into the booth, D-Max, and one more person that a lot of people probably don't know about, my homeboy out of Cali, Sauce Man Belafonte, one of my inspirations as well.
And you know, over the years, I'd have to say, believe it or not, it's probably been about 10 years now, and that's one of the artists that I pretty much get mainly for this question is Nas, because for the lyrical, I think he's inspiration lyrically. You all agree with that?
Oh, yeah, and spiritually as well. God, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, that's great. Diversity is especially with me, diversity is... It's key. It really is. I mean, I even miss DJ Easy Rock. Ooh, I'll tell you what. I go way back with everything. I mean, I listen to stuff that I wasn't even born yet, you know. That's how diverse I am. Let me rock it out. Okay, so anyways, so you released your new single titled Touch It. What inspired the track's title, and what can the listeners expect from your overall sound as well as the storytelling?
Well, the touchy joint, I was chopping up with a man, Nate Rose. Shout out to Nate Rose on the beat, by the way. You know, I was just listening to his catalog, just listening to the beats that he got. And I came upon the beat, man. I was just like, it instantly grabbed me. I was like, man, this one of them beats right here. You just got to touch up on something, too. You know what I mean? So it kind of started from there. So, you know, I wrote the hook. And then from the hook, I gravitated to my verse. You know, so I went to Underground Rich Studio, my man LaFelle, big up to him, engineer. And I, you know, laid my verse down, laid the hook down. We were just kind of chopping it up back and forth, trying to figure out, you know, who would be a good, you know, male vocalist to bring the hook to life. So, you know, I got at my man Fletcher, so big up to him. You know, he heard it. He instantly liked it. He was like, yo, dawg, I got to do more than just a hook. He's like, man, I got to put a verse on this. So I was like, man, let's do it, you know. So he laid his verse, and he did the hook, you know, laid the verse, then I passed it off to my bro. I mean, he laid his track, his verse down, and then, you know what I mean, it's history in the making.
That's a tough fact. My bad, too. The track does feature Fletcher. Thanks for the reminder there. I'm glad that you did mention that. You know, I got to make sure we pay homage to everybody.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. Homage. Oh, yeah.
Pay homage. Now, over the years as recording artists, go ahead and share with us some highlights of your accomplishments or achievements, whichever really works. You know, just in the music and entertainment industry, whether you know solo or as a group.
One of the things I enjoy the most. We did a performance down in our hometown, Club 401. Did a performance there, real big crowd, just giving back to the city, man. It felt real good to do that.
And also another accomplishment, being on this show tonight is an accomplishment. Any time we can get our name out there or any time that we can reach back to our community, that's always a big accomplishment for the group as well as myself individually, because I feel the need that was our upbringing. 9-10 made us who we are, so it's always an inspiration to give back or an accomplishment to give back to the community.
Well, no doubt. Shout out to you, Ms. V. Also, too, we had another single we came out with. It did pretty good. It's called Lights Down Low. And I think a great accomplishment with that was, I mean, we straight out the gate, straight off the porch, you know what I'm saying? We put that out there. We got mad love for that. We even got, you know, we're getting some, you know, some good radio spins off that, too. So, you know, just that success, you know, it kind of showed us that we, you know, we might have a little something. We might be cooking up the right thing, you know, so then we just, you know, just strive and try to get better every day, you know what I'm saying? It's not only just artists, but as individuals, you know what I'm saying? We focus trying to grow our brand, you know what I'm saying? We representing from where we from, who we are, you know? We ain't trying to sound like nobody else, you know what I'm saying? We feel like we got something to say, you know what I mean? So we out here trying to make it happen.
Don't forget our video, too.
Oh yeah. We shot a video with that joint too. We got like we close to like 50,000 views on YouTube. So you know it's good to, you know what I'm saying, when your vision comes to life and then people just show you love. You know, so it's great right now.
Shout out Twin, you, man. That's what put that hook down. Shout out Twin.
Oh
man.
Yeah.
you guys definitely. I'm definitely glad to hear that y'all, you know, you have your head right on your shoulders, and believe it or not, you can always tell in an interview when you talk to an artist if they got their mind right, you know what I mean? So that's good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really glad to see that with y'all. So you're definitely cooking something up in the kitchen, so just keep on cooking. So where can we go and get your music? You know, give us your social medias, digitally where they can get it, the contact information along with that for booking, features, and obviously the other collabs for anybody else that may be interested for laying a track down with you, laying a verse.
You can reach me on Instagram
D-Max with two X's, 910. You can reach me at that same email with three X's, though, at Yahoo.
I like to wait one momento to make sure y'all get a chance to speak, just in case you need to throw something in there. So before we leave out and we jam this touch it out there, I know you had mentioned a music video, but go ahead and what you have going on, live events, videos, or just other project happenings coming up that you would like to share, especially, you know, what's next in 2016 for 910 Mob?
I want to take a step back real quick, though, just to make sure everybody knows that you can find our music everywhere. We on iTunes, we on Apple Music, we on Tidal, we on Spotify, we on Amazon, we on Django, we on Audio Mac, we got our music on SoundCloud, Xbox Live. Anywhere you consume digital music, you can find 910 Mob. So I want to be clear on that. We everywhere. You know what I mean? So it don't matter where you go, you can find a 910 Mob track there. So definitely want to make sure people know that our stuff is available for, you know, purchase, download, streams. You know, please support the movement. You know, we are an eclectic bunch. I think we got something that everybody's going to love. You know, we touch everything. We don't just do party, you know, or just trap or whatever. We got a song for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So whatever your mood is, you can find a joint, you know, on our album that is going to be suffice to. Our album, A 910 Mob Movement, Jumped Off the Porch. We're going to put that out early January. We're still kind of, you know, tightening up some things, making sure we got the right, you know, mix of songs, make sure everything is as perfect as possible before we hit the streets with it. So look for that coming, like I said before, in January of 2016. But, you know, for right now, like I said before, our music is everywhere. You know, go to our SoundCloud page, 910 Mob, check us out. You know, you can get a preview of what we got. And if you like it, just go to wherever you get your music from and just and purchase it. You know what I'm saying? Join the movement.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you did back it up, because I think we kind of missed out on exactly where to get the music versus the contact details. So thank you so much for going backwards on that. So you let us know what you got going on. So before you leave out, go ahead and take the floor and, you know, let us know. Go ahead with any shout-outs you may have, anything else you would like to share with your fans. And you know you're going to have some supporters. So obviously there's going to be soon-to-be fans. You know, there, or just anything that we may not have covered in this interview that you'd like to get out there.
Well,
yeah.
For us in 2016, like my big bro said, got the album coming at the top of the year. You also see a mixtape coming at the beginning of February for myself as well. It's Mills, also D-Raw, the Young Abundance. Also, you know, reading a few screenplays right now. Hopefully you can see us on the big screen soon as well. Hoping to do a few, local concerts and expand out in the area. Hopefully got something going in Charlotte also. So just be on the lookout for that.
All right.
I'm like to harp on that. This D-Raw chiming in. So first, my contact information, if you want to look me up on any social media, CountryBoy3 on Instagram, Snapchat, anything else. Looking forward to the 2016 year. I don't want to be cliche and be like, it's our year, because any day we're alive, we trying to better our name, put 910 out there. So, got the, like they said, the upcoming CD, upcoming mixtapes, and screenplays. So in the future, look out for us. And future fans, we just want y'all to know that we make the music for y'all, so we need that support as we support y'all, for supporting the 910 movie.
No doubt. Young Abundance. My social media is Young Abundance on Instagram, Young Abundance on Twitter. So you can get me there. Also, too, I have a mixtape that's out right now on datpiff.com. It's called Introducing Young Abundance. So definitely appreciate your support on that. But again, also too, you can reach me for any, you know, information as far as 9-10 mile goes at SNL Media Group 77@hotmail.com. You can hit me up, you know, if you want to do features or whatever you want, you know what I mean? You can contact me there as well. You know, but again, just look forward to, you know, more 9-10 mile content, you know, man, we out here, join the movement.
All right. We out here. Oh, he's loved that. Oh, he's loved that. Well, you guys, it's been a pleasure. And I know, I feel it. And we're going to hear more from you. This is definitely not it. So before we go into this and before you leave out, go ahead and take us on into it. Y'all can do your own little intro into it. And I think that's going to be outstanding. So looking forward to listening to it.
All right. I'm going to let my big bro introduce the track.
You know, straight for you, for your listening pleasure, man. This is 9-10 Mile featuring Fletcher. Touch it. You already know what it is.
All right.
Here we are.
All right,
it's Tim. What's up.
House on the hill, Bel Air on chill. Bright link of age, it's time for my next thrill. So many options, and you can't lose.
So clean,
jewelry, matching shoes. My pockets on Bill Gates. Eating good, but I grind like I never ate. Got three with me, like I'm on a limo date. Too cold, they all play their role. Brick house, like them dancers on solid gold. They love to pop it for a boss. She like to watch while I'm getting topped off. Wipe me down, tuck them undercover. They break, we all go our separate ways. To the next time, we play.
Secret treat.
For me. See me in the street, we don't even speak.
Don't tell it.
Couple days pass by. Gotta have you, so I'm right back staring in your eyes. Staring in your eyes.
Staring in your eyes, got me mesmerized. Tell
my
size and I'm in between your thighs.
And girl, you had to try, I can understand why.
So girl, let's live it up. We know you wanna play. Take this shit to play. Girl, it's time to play. I got the body language, feeling what it says. I guarantee you're gonna love it. Can I say it? I never had nobody. Never seen nobody. The way you do me, girl, you know what you got retarded.
Bodies intertwined, good loving dope, deep, pure white lines. Mix it with the soda, bend it and control her. Get the cut, and now she really open. D-Max, Michael Phelps, swimming in the ocean. Backstroking, now she moaning. Keep her coming back to back like the neighbors loan it. The way I hit it, put a stamp on it, nine on it. She ride a triple crown, winner like a champion, hop on it. Ripping on her waist, staring deep up in the eye. Curry drill it deep, went between the thighs. Love when your legs deep, sign to the sky. Next week, trip to Vegas, join the mile high. Like a damn Hummer. She said you beat the poop up like a lead drummer. I say I beat the poop up like a Pacama. She say I love you, wanna clone you, take her home to mama.
Staring in your eyes, got me mesmerized. And the size and I'm in between your thighs.
And girl, you had to try, I can understand why.
It's been a nice, and then I'm staying by. So girl, let's live it up, we know you wanna play. Take
the
shape of bread.
Girl,
All right, that was a 910 Mob. It's spelled out. 10 is spelled out. I just want to make sure I clarify that. So it's 9, T-E-N, space, Mob, M-O-B-B. If you're looking to follow them on Twitter, you know, just remove the space, 910 Mob. And you have Young Abundance as well as, I believe, the other D-Max and D-Ra. I believe they already gave you their social media. So, yeah, definitely be sure to check them out. They definitely, I definitely hear a few fusions in there. So, I mean, they're really not, they're definitely serious when they say there's a little bit of something for everyone. So, anyways, be sure to support BWD Radio on Twitter at @BWD_. You can also visit, you know, it's only a click. Give us a like over there, BWD Radio on Facebook. You know, come on, it's only a click. You can also visit me on Twitter, personally, at BWD Promotions, as well as also on Facebook under BWD Graphics. Yes, about 15 years ago, that's where BWD started, with BWD Graphics. All right. So take BWD Radio on the go with you. Download our mobile app. It's hot. It's a hot app. It is. Grab it on iTunes or Google Play. Or you can just visit bwdradio.com and get the direct links from there or via our timeline. Also be on the lookout for BWD Magazine's December issue. That's a worldwide variety magazine. It drops on the 5th of every month. And it's always a free read, bwdmagazine.com. Also, BWD Magazine on Twitter and on Facebook. So be sure to give us a follow. Make sure you catch up on some past issues. We're in our fourth year, digital and print. So anyways, Ms. V, I'm going to bounce on out of here. And be sure to catch me, BWD Promotions on Twitter. And I'm out.